Reports of break-ins and vandalism at camps near the Safety Roadhouse are shaking up the community of Nome this week, prompting an investigation by Alaska State Troopers. Two incidents are officially on file, but families with camps east of Nome say they're seeing recurring theft and destruction of property. Mo Kazuna, paralegal for the district attorney in Nome, says she's alarmed by what her son and grandkids found at their family cabin last Thursday.
I didn't think it was that bad until they started showing pictures, and they dumped all the sugar and the salt and the pepper, every liquid in the cabin, all over the floor. It was so sticky and so messy. They put poop, several piles of poop in the middle of the floor, on the windows, all over the air compressor. It was just a mess.
Kazuna's cabin isn't the only victim of recent vandalism. In a separate incident on file with troopers, an ATV was stolen and driven around until it ran out of gas and left on the beach. Yesterday, Alaska State Trooper Honey Cully confirmed that the stolen ATV was recovered, and the two reported incidents were in the same area during the same time frame and could be connected. The incidents are still under investigation. Kazuna says other neighbors by Safety Sound found their trucks, tires slashed, and cabins with broken windows. Paul Costo and his family have a camp at Hastings, about 10 miles west of Safety. Over the weekend, they found their trailer trashed. The microwave and cabinets were thrown outside, and a big section of the wall was torn away. He says broken glass was everywhere.
Somebody had spent a little bit of time working at destroying it and breaking every window and so forth, and quite frankly, making a mess. And with having little kids, my son is 20 months old, I don't need him in the glass.
Though Costo says he's frustrated, he's opting to not bring his complaints to troopers yet. He says he has an idea of who's responsible for the damage and is investigating some clues on his own. But Costo says his bigger concern is the lack of trust and respect for people's property.
It may be somebody that you know in the grocery store and you say hi to all the time, and then here you've been violated by that person. And that's just, Nome's nice and small, and it's a community. And then you start losing trust in that.
Kazuna says she's noticing the community joining together in support. She says other community members are establishing a reward fund to locate the suspects. For now, both she and Costo are urging others to check their cabins regularly. And Costo says people should take pictures of anything out of the ordinary at their camp. Anyone with information on the recent vandalism is asked to contact the Alaska State Troopers.